As I looked into the face of a dear old saint of God, I thought, your race is over, I've lost crown, you've won, separated from the prison. But to live a king, you're only gone away with a friend. Gone away with a friend, someone closer than a brother, someone who loves you more than children, dad or mother. He holds your very soul in the palm of his hand. So let it read on my tombstone, gone away with a friend. He's a constant companion throughout joys and pain. He's my hope, he's my dream. I trust to his dear name. When my soul breaks free from the ties that hold me here, I'll be gone with Jesus, no other friend so dear. Gone away with a friend, someone closer than a brother, and someone who loves you more than children, dad or mother. He holds your very soul in the palm of his hand. So let it read on my tombstone, gone away with a friend. Yes, let it read on my tombstone, gone away with a friend. Can you say it today?
Amen.
Don't weep over me, praise God. And I'm, praise God, they laid me out where it's sure. Praise God, or down at the funeral home or wherever.
Yeah.
Don't cry and weep for me, praise God. Just put on my tombstone. He's gone away with a friend. The Bible says there's no other friend like this man Jesus. Praise God, I'm glad I know him today. Praise God. You know there ain't but two things, praise God, in this building. That's eternal. The Word of God, it's eternal. And your soul, it's eternal. Brother Tyler has already hit on it this morning. Praise God. You're going to spend eternity one place or the other. And if you choose Jesus, you get to be with him. Pray God, if you reject him, you reject God's precious son and the blood he shed on Calvary cross, you will die. Pray God, in hell, you lift up your eyes. Pray God, been in torment. Praise God. Boy, I tell you what, I don't want, praise God, to go that place to you. And I don't want to see you go. Amen. If you're here lost, I don't want to see nobody go. Praise God, if you hate my guts, I still want you, praise God, to get Jesus in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't want to see nobody now and go to hell, brother. Amen. Buddy. Praise God. Boy, I love you today. God loves you. God paid. Gave his son to pay a great price. Praise God. He paid our sin debt price. Pray God. And we never done nothing for ourselves. Pray God. It's by the grace. The Bible says, by grace through faith. That not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Pray God. Not of works, lest any man should boast.
Amen.
It's a gift. Pray God. You got to come and get a gift. Pray God. If I give you a gift, if you don't come down here and get it, pray God you'll never get it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
It's a gift.
Amen, brothers.
Don't think ourselves. Pray God we worked it out. You can't get good enough. Pray God. Boy, you can't work it out. Pray God. Bible says it's through grace. By grace, through faith.
Amen.
Yes. Comes with faith.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Y'all pray for me. Pray God. I don't know about you all, but I really enjoyed a service this morning.
Amen.
Pray God. I'm glad. Boy, I prayed since last weekend. God, would you show up? Would you hover over us today? Boy, I like when God shows up.
Amen.
What's you?
Amen.
I don't want to be no real dry, dead, dried up service, pray God. I don't want to be where God's at today.
Amen.
Where the moving spirit's at.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Have your way, Lord. Bless my brother.
You know what you told Moses? God told him, Moses, gather them around. I'm going to show up on the mountain.
Amen.
Bible says he thought, he showed up and thundered, and lightened, and the smoke, prayed God filled the mountain, and you know what they said? We want to hear from you.
That's right.
Moments, I pray God, we don't want him to show up like that no more.
Scared of me.
He was scared of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I pray God.
Amen.
I pray God.
Amen.
Listen to me. We're peculiar people.
Amen.
Amen.
We act like the world. Pray God. I pray God we're not. He ain't one of these.
That's right, brother.
Amen. True, brother. Good
preacher.
Bless his heart.
Y'all pray for me. Listen to me. I want a ball game tonight. We can sit 4 hours and listen to a ball game. The church go 15 minutes over. We're ready to hang this preacher,
hang the pastor. Amen.
It's true, children. It's true. I'm guilty of it too.
I'm guilty too, brother.
Most important thing in this world is God's word.
Amen.
Amen.
Most important, that next thing, most important thing is your soul today.
Amen.
It's important, more important than winning. Praise God, a ball game. More important than winning the national championship. Praise God. We need God in our lives. We need God in our homes. I heard a man say the other day, he said, boy, I like to see him put it by a prayer back into school. A Bible. Praise God. Boy, they had the missionaries. I listened to him. I told him, I said, listen to me. God left the home. Wait before he had the school.
Amen.
My grandmother used to say, listen to me, God give them to you. If you don't teach them, somebody else will.
Amen.
She's the truth. That's what I'm saying. Thank God that I will never forget that she used to tell me.
Amen. Thank God for that.
Listen to me. I'm going to tell you something right now. Garrett can't do this within myself, Brother Jason.
None of us can, Brother.
I prayed all week for God's anointing, and God had put together. Just what's sitting on my heart pretty much all week. Go with me to the 15th chapter of 1 Chronicles. And I promise when God gets done with me, I'll get out of the way.
Take your time, Brother.
I'm going to go there.
Bible says, and David made him houses in the city of David and prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched for it a tent. And that then David said, none ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites. For them had the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God and to minister unto him forever. And David gathered all Israel together to Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord unto his place which he had prepared for it. And David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites of the son of Korath, Uriel, the chief, and his brethren, and 120. Skip on down to verse 12. And said unto them, ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourself, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of God, the Lord, God of Israel, unto the place that I have prepared for it. For because ye did it not, at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order. What he's saying, praise God, more or less here, we sought it not according to the scriptures. Praise God, that's what David's saying. But listen to him. I like the fact that, praise God, he said that ye did not bring it up. Praise God, David's one. Praise God, that was over that. Do you know that? But listen here. Let me read on a few more verses. And the children of the Levites bear the ark of God upon their shoulders with staves thereon, as Moses commanded, according to the word of the Lord. And David spake to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with instruments of music, psaltery, harps, cymbals, sounded by lifting up the voice with joy. Skip to 25. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over 1,000 went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And it came to pass When God helped the Levites,
yeah.
I pray God, I won't preach on. Listen to me. This ain't the first time that David went to bring the ark up. The Bible says they required it not in the days of Saul. And after he was anointed king, I pray God. Old David said, listen, we need to go to bring the ark up there. I pray God, back to Jerusalem, where it rightfully belonged. Right. But listen to me. I pray God, I don't find nowhere where David
bless
prayed.
Heart,
I pray God, the first time he never made preparation. He never prepared a place for it. I pray God. And boy, he called all of Israel together. Brother Tyler, he said, all of you come together. Everyone, the tribes of the son of Jacob, pray God. They came up. I pray God. He said, let us go. And that we might bring this ark. I pray God up to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
That's right.
You listen to me. I pray God. But listen to me. A boy nowhere. I pray God. I could find nobody stood up and prayed God and rebuked David. Nobody stood up. I prayed God and reproved old David. I prayed God or said, David, this is wrong. I prayed God. Boy, the Bible says they made a new cart.
Yeah.
He's going to go bring it up on a new cart.
That's right.
Listen to me. They went down there. I prayed God to get it. I prayed God. And they put it on a cart. A new cart. That's not how God said it.
No.
To cure it. I prayed God. It took the Levites. I prayed God. The sons of Korah. I prayed God. And they were going to cure it. I prayed God upon their shoulders. I prayed God. But listen to me. The Bible says, I prayed God. That when they put it on the new cart, I guess David thought, well, that's okay. I prayed God. We put it on a new cart. Baby God. I prayed God. Be all right with this. They had old Uzzah there, and praise God, praise God, taking care of it, and praise God, the Bible says the ox stumbled, and when old Uzzah reached out to touch it, the Bible says that God's anger was kindled against him, and he killed old Uzzah, and listen to me, David got scared, he got fearful, praise God, and praise God, he took that thing, praise God, aside, he said, how can I bring the ark of God, praise God, into Jerusalem. I prayed God. And the Bible says he took it down to Obed-Edom's house.
Amen.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Obed-Edom? Knock on the door. King says for us to drop it off at your house. Can you imagine his feelings? He knew Uzzah just died from that thing. He probably said, take it back to the back room. Now you can't stay away from that.
Yeah, I guarantee.
But the Bible says, listen to me. I pray God. God began to bless the house. Obed-Edom. I pray God. I believe they were eating a whole lot better than they ever eat.
Yeah.
I pray God. I believe. I pray God. They were being blessed beyond measure. Jason. Brother Jason. Because of the art of God. The whole. Pray God. The art of covenant was in their house.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
And the Bible says David gets word for 90 days. Obed-Edom's house was being blessed.
Yeah.
And David gets word that they're getting blessed down here because of the Ark of the Covenant. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something now. David got things right the second time. You hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, we got to do it God's way. Look, God didn't change his word for old King David. The Bible says that King David was a man after God's own heart, but God never prayed God change his word for him. He ain't going to change it for me. He ain't going to change it for you. Pray God. Boy, listen to me. The Bible says, pray God, he got them together this time, and he says, I read to you, they said nobody ought to curse this ark but the Levites, according to the commandment that Moses gave to him. I pray God. Listen to me. I pray God. He got in the Word sometime in 90 days. He began to pray and ask God, Lord, why? I pray God.
Oh, yes.
See, we thank, praise God, if we're going to do it in our own power, our own way, God ain't not going to bless that. Let me tell you right now, praise God, boy, I'm telling you right now, but the Bible says right here that God helped, praise God. When they began to do it God's way, God began to help them. Listen to me, boy, you want to help with you carrying your burden tonight, you begin to do it God's way, and praise God, He'll help you carry your burden. Praise the Lord. I was thinking about, praise God, you know, we, this to me, Brother Ted preached on the other day, a boatload of problems, praise God, everyone's got, praise God, sometimes my vote gets the four, Brother General, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm telling you right now, we can help God, God can help us, when we carry our burdens, praise God, when we get in
issues.
We want God's help to help carry a burden. Praise God. We need to get back according to the scriptures. A bit back to doing it God's way. Listen to me. Praise God. Boy, I tell you, it's the best thing ever was. Praise God. Boy, when your child needs prayer, or when your, praise God, niece or nephew, or one of your family members, or a friend needs prayer, that you don't have to run down the road trying to find somebody that you can drop on your knees in your house.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
It's sad, boys, when the children of God, praise God, are not close enough, have not been going according to the scripture, are not leaving where God wants them to be. Praise God, they
can't pray
for their own kids.
Yep.
I've been there, done that. I don't like to be there.
Bless your heart, preacher.
Amen.
When Abby was down there laying on her deathbed, I'm going to say that, praise God, I believe it. We had the church to count on, Brother Glenn.
Yep.
To help carry a burden. To help share a burden. To help take his things to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
We could count on the church.
Yep.
We could count on the faithful brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
To help us. And you're not doing anything around there.
Yeah.
Hey man, that's what God is today.
Amen.
He'll help us with a burden, if you will. I pray God, he'll heal him on his book.
Amen, brother.
He'll help us. I pray God. I'm glad I've got you today. I don't know about you. I pray God I had Jesus. I had a whole world today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I think about Kendi. I pray God. Boy, when Cam and them said that she was bad off, Sister Timothy. I said she needed prayer. She'd be, she couldn't hardly hold her head up for 2 days. They began to pray. And immediately, I pray God, immediately, God touched her.
Amen.
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 God will help us with a burden.
Amen.
But we need to stay according to the Spirit and all that. We need to stay in the will of God.
Amen.
Amen. I pray God. And boy, God, one of them's already missing. If you fall out, I believe Brother Jane in prayer. I pray God, if you mess up, and we do, sometimes I mess up, you're going to mess up. Don't let that thing ride too long. Just don't worry. And you get fixed up.
Amen, brother.
Ask him to forgive you. He's faithful. He'll forgive you.
Yeah, he will.
No time to teach Sunday school. God loves us today.
Amen.
He got one of prayer. Brother Drew, I want to be his child. God loves us.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to stay in a condition like Sister Courtney. They said she needed prayer. She had a cyst. She prayed. What do we do, brother? She asked to be anointed. According to the scriptures, she asked the church to anoint her. What do we do? Praise God. We took up her in order. Where she at this morning? I praise God, sent back her healed.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because, praise God, we are living.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
According
to
the scripture.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And if we're not going where God wants us to be, praise God, we can't go pray for people.
That's right.
Amen, brother.
It takes us a week or two to get our own safe line back out.
Yeah, that's right.
We need to be living according to the scriptures today.
Praise the Lord.
Where God wants it.
Yeah.
David of all men knew better than that.
Yeah.
And a lot of time we do too. We know better stuff, but what we do, we still go right ahead.
Yeah.
Pray God and do stuff.
That's right.
Amen.
It's true. Yeah.
Not only will he help us with our burdens, but he helps us with battles. I don't know about you, but I battle a lot of battles. Huh? Praise God. Huh? How's a battle here? Huh? Get up this morning, Brother Lee, and, huh? And come down here. Huh? Satan is fighting against everything, huh?
Yeah.
That God's children want to do. Huh? Yeah. And praise God. Huh? And you're going to have to get up. Praise God for your lazy hind end.
Amen.
Praise God. Huh? If we're going to bring glory and honor to God, we're going to get up. Make up our mind and stand fast.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Not little. Praise God. Praise God. Any little thing keep us out of God's house.
Amen.
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 I had battles on the job. You know what I say? Lord, help me. You know what he has?
That's right.
He has probably on the toughest job I've been on. Planes, rights. You're dealing with all kinds of contractors, subcontractors, people, public. I'd rather not deal with anything that's public.
Amen.
You know what, I'm going to be honest with you. I found, praise God, wherever I worked. McGossip County, down in Martin County, Letcher County, Pike County, Floyd County, all these southern counties. I worked in 98% of good people.
Yep.
But I promise you one thing. Everywhere you go, there'll be a few people that will absolutely drive you crazy. You couldn't make it happy. Lord Jesus Christ couldn't make it happy, sure.
That's true.
Right, bro. Miserable.
And most of them, praise God, has got clean.
That's true.
And little poor people, praise God, they'll come out and give you everything they got.
Amen.
That's right.
Help you to make it. Won't complain, won't cry. If you want God's help in the battle, listen, David, praise God, David, right here between Chapter 13, where he got it wrong. Praise God in 15, to where he got it right. Bible says there were two battles.
That's right,
the Philistines come and camped against him in the valley of Rephaim. Praise God. And David, you know what David done this time? He said, Lord, should I go up or should I not? And God said, go on, I'll deliver into your hands.
Amen.
He learned how to pray from 13 to 14, didn't he?
Yeah, sure did.
God delivered him.
That's right.
What old David did then? He began to crush and burn their gods.
There you go.
We need to burn all our old gods. You know that?
That's right. Yeah.
We get rid of them.
Yep.
Cut them out of our life. Anything come between you and the Lord is your God.
Yeah. Yep.
That's true.
Now, whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but if you got something between you and the Lord today that's keeping you out of church, that's keeping you reading your Bible, keeping you, praise God, praying, and keeping you doing things that God wants you to do, that is your God. Whatever it is.
Yep. Idolatry.
Bible says they, look here, they camped again, come at old David again. David went the second time, he said, God, what do you want me to do? Should I go up or should I not? God said, nope, David, don't go up right now. Why don't you go over here? And I want you to get under the mulberry tree.
Right.
And I want you to stay right there, David. Praise God until you see moving in the tops of them mulberry trees. And when you start seeing that movement, praise God, I want you, praise God, to go and praise God and take them. I want to give you victory.
Amen.
Praise God. God, help us in our battles. Praise God, if we will trust in Him,
amen.
We'll be good. Praise God according to His Scripture.
Amen. Yep. Amen.
Amen.
Your old David comes. You know, David had the right motives and the right intentions first time I'm going to bring that. And it was God's will for him to bring it.
Yep.
But we got to do it according to God's word.
Yeah.
We're going to stay in God's will and God's way. We got to be first have His word.
Amen.
In our hearts.
Yep, that's true.
We got to have it down here. You got to pray, Lord. I want you to be the first thing on my mind, Brother Lee, when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And I want you to be the last thing on my mind when I go to bed at night. And I want you on my mind, Lord, as much as I can get you today.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's tough, I know. When you work and you have to deal with life's battles around us, that's hard. But that ought to be our prayer. You know, Brother Kevin told us what, a couple weeks ago that we need to be praying for revival?
Yes.
How much has been doing that? Don't give me a show of hands. You yes, you say a fan. Have we been doing it? I don't get to pray at 9 o'clock all the time the way I work, so I don't get to always pray. But I do pray for that revival because he asked us to.
Yeah.
And you know what I said, Lord? Let it start in my heart.
Yeah.
It's got to start, look here, it starts in us.
Yes. Yeah,
it ain't going to start in this big old multi-billionaire churches.
No, that's right.
It's going to start in these little churches like this.
That's right.
People that God-fearing people.
That's right,
that love God, that are faithful to God.
Praise the Lord. Gotta
pray God. Pray God's desire to see the lost saved. That's where it's going to start at.
Amen.
And you know what? It starts right here at Robinson Creek. If we pray God, we'll get our minds made up.
Amen.
And we'll get sinners from God. Pray God to repent of our sin, humble ourselves before God, see God's face, and ask Him. Revival can start right here.
Amen.
If we want to.
Amen.
But it's going to start within us.
That's right.
Where it's going to come. I want to start right here.
Yeah.
My heart today.
Amen.
But it's got to start somewhere.
That's right. Sure does.
That's right.
We've seen how God helps them in their burdens.
Yes.
He helps them in their battles. Look how God blessed them. God blessed them so much. Here they was coming singing. I mean, shouting. Praise God. Old David had his shirt off. He was dancing before
dancing.
The Lord.
Yeah. That's right, brother.
He kind of looked like me and Brother Tyler, I guess. Praise God. When he came into Jerusalem, praise God. He was just having a good old glorious time. Praise God. Boy, listen to me. All the people were shouting with him. They were rejoicing. We got something to rejoice about. I say, I don't know about you. I don't have to go with the handle of the contract.
Amen.
We'll have to go hell, praise God.
Amen.
Because Christ died for us, brother.
Praise the Lord.
It's amazing to me. We sit around and praise God like God owes us something. God don't owe us nothing.
No.
We owe everything to Him.
Amen.
We owe everything
Amen.
To Him.
Amen.
We got something to rejoice about.
Amen. Holy Joes, buddy.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what David did? Look at old King David's heart, sure, how much it changed from chapter 13 to chapter 15.
Yes.
Once the ark got for a place that he had prepared for it.
Humble.
But there's some shouting going on, there's some rejoicing.
Yeah.
And before they left, this is his love. He said, I want every home, every person, I want to give them loaf of bread,
a
mess of meat,
flagon of wine.
And a flagon of wine. A bottle of not, praise God, burning wine, praise God, fruit.
Right.
They send them home. You know, you can go home rejoicing today.
Amen,
Lord,
brother.
Yes, Lord.
You can go home rejoicing today if you want to.
Amen.
It's up to you. You make your own decision if you want to go home happy in the Lord, or you want to just, praise God, go home and your lip drop down. Can't cut off your step on it.
Yep. Amen.
But you know the thing about this? David, in all his rejoicing glory, I mean, God had, David had in his heart from the time that he was anointed king to bring that ark of covenant into Jerusalem where it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Here his wife was standing in the window, looking out,
mocking
him. Yeah. After all the rejoicing day he had, he goes home. She goes, oh boy, you made a fool of yourself today. In other words, I seen you out there, David.
Yeah.
You know where her place should have been? She should have been out there with you.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her heart wasn't right first place, was it?
No.
Nope.
I seen you out there in front of the maids. Then the young maids, hey, you had your shirt off. He said, listen to me. I was thankful before the Lord. Praise God, this wasn't before they made. I was thankful before the Lord. In other words, sissy, you ain't seen nothing yet. Praise God, what's going to happen?
Amen.
A lot of time our worst enemies are family.
Yep. Sure is.
I thank God I got a supporting wife.
Yep.
She never gets to come with me. But I got a supporting wife.
Yep.
She's home praying for me, Brother Jason.
Yep.
I know that.
Amen, brother.
She encourages me. She gets up and helps me get my clothes ready.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank God I got a supporting wife.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Me and Brother Tyler, Brother Ken, and Brother Darrell. I mean, us brothers could not do this if we ain't got the support.
Amen.
Well, I'll put it this way, it'd be hard.
Amen.
Because I told Ben this morning, I said, listen, there's things I got to do around the house, the way I'm working, now they want me to work Fridays, 10 hours a day. I said, but you know what? I'll eat them when I can. But there's one thing I'm not going to quit on.
That's right, brother.
God's Word.
That's right.
I'm going to take time out to study. I'm going to take time out to pray.
Better not.
God, if the weeds grow over the top of my house, pray God I'm not going to quit on God. Pray God. Pray God.
Amen.
We don't need to quit on God today. If there's ever time, I pray God that we need to be in God's house. It's right now. This place is wicked. This world is wicked. I pray God seeing it. The wickedness on every side we look. And if there's ever time we need, I pray God to make up our mind, stand flat footed, and tell somebody that
Amen.
God loves them, and they're on the way to hell if they don't change.
That's right.
Amen. I love you, I'm done.